Research into valley fever has been ongoing for decades, and significant advances have been made. But the fungal disease is primarily found in Arizona and the Central Valley of California, including Bakersfield. And that limited coverage area may be the reason there hasn't been enthusiastic support among lawmakers to increase funding that could ultimately lead to a vaccine. But that may be changing. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy represents that area of California where frequent cases of valley fever are reported, and he's introduced H.R. 6562, or the Forward Act, to bring a total of $95 million in research funding for valley fever and other fungal diseases. And with me to talk about the legislation and what could be next is Dr. John Galgiani, director of the Valley Fever Center for Excellence. Dr. Galgiani, what are the highlights of this proposed legislation?
Well, this is actually pretty historic, actually, in that Kevin McCarthy, whose home district is the Central Valley of California, the Kern County, Bakersfield area.
And he's majority leader at this point.
And he's majority leader. It's no coincidence that when he came to Congress, he brought this interest in valley fever with him, because the constituents in his home district really want something done about that. And he formed a task force and co-chaired with David Schweikert several years ago. And as a result of those consultations and discussions, expanding it to many other Congress people, they have now arrived at this bill that they've set before Congress. And it's to increase our understanding about this disease with research, but also there's a lot of meat there in terms of trying to promote translational work, that is, getting better drugs to people who need them, and eventually actually to see if we can prevent this disease entirely with a vaccine.
Why has that been a struggle so far? When you consider that, I know it's really focused on a couple of states, but one of them is California. And Arizona, I think our footprint in terms of Congress is growing and growing. It seems like this would be a pretty important issue for people to take up.
You'd think so. And in fact, it turns out that 2/3 of all valley fever infections in the country occur in Arizona. And 80% of those are right here in Maricopa County. And it's pretty much mostly up and down I-10 between Tucson, where I live, and Phoenix. So it's very concentrated, and it's the impact actually of valley fever on us and the constituents that are at risk of this is very similar to the impact of polio prior to there being a vaccine. The only difference is this is a very concentrated, small geographic area compared to the worldwide impact of polio. And that actually is part of the reason I think that valley fever hasn't gotten too much respect, because if you think of it as a national problem, it is really an orphan disease. It's less than 200,000 prevalence. And so it's a small problem, even though the impact is really very large on us.
Now, the legislation is focused on short, medium, and long-term goals. The long-term goal is a vaccine. And I know in the past you've been involved with a vaccine or something close to a vaccine. When it comes down to the ultimate solving of this problem, is a vaccine possible? Is a vaccine the best way to solve the problem?
It's been a driver for research since the 1950s, because so many people, after they get over their valley fever, are immune for the rest of their lives. So the idea that you could make a vaccine has always been sort of plausible. In fact, we now have a vaccine candidate that is very likely on a track to be a usable vaccine for dogs. The NIH has awarded us, we're now in the second of 4 years. That's matched by some business capital. A company called Anavive is also contributing support. And it's very likely this vaccine candidate will be available to dog owners in maybe 4 or 5 years. If that's the case, and if it really works as well as we hope it does, there really is no reason it couldn't also move to humans. It's just a much bigger step to take it from a USDA-approved veterinary vaccine to a human. So I think it's within reach. But you get into the problem of this being a very small market. And vaccines, you know, you think about what is a vaccine market. I mean, I think of 25, 35 million people as a big number, but a vaccine market is billions of people. I mean, who gets tetanus shots, for example? Everybody in the world, right? That's a market for vaccines, influenza vaccines. So the idea of finding a manufacturer interested in investing in what it would take to get a vaccine to help us, that's the challenge. And you can make a very good public health argument for this. We kind of use a number of $500 million per year impacting those small areas where where this disease happens.
So this came up in the statement that was put out by Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who we've referenced already, that there's a growing number of cases that they're seeing in Kern County, where Bakersfield is. With an increasing number of cases, are we seeing that because of the weather causing certain things, whatever it may be, or is it because folks like you are able to identify the disease better? People are getting tested for it more. Is it a case of information or something else?
I think it's multiple factors. There's year-to-year variation, and I think that's really related to weather. You may remember 2011 was all-time high for Arizona. We had 16,000 cases reported. Then no one noticed that it then dropped 50% over the next couple of years, which that year-to-year variation is probably related to rainfall patterns. I think one of the major factors in the long trend of growth over the last 20 years is population explosion in the areas where the fungus is. And Bakersfield has some of that, but in fact, and perhaps part of the reason why the community of Bakersfield is so mobilized around this disease is they actually grew up here. We have so many people who have moved to Phoenix and never heard of valley fever until they get it, or the friend of theirs had it, or their dog gets it. And whereas in Bakersfield, they pretty much everyone has a story to tell, either of themselves or somebody they know who had a really bad case. And they've translated that into telling their elected officials that we want to do something about it.
Dr. John Galgiani is director of the Valley Fever Center for Excellence. Always good to talk with you. Thanks.
Thank you.